back down at the Nottingham House project over in Nottingham regarding the decathlon of solar in Madrid in June. And it's a week since I was down here speaking to Mike Siebert, and he is overseeing part of the project management. And we're just going to do a bit of a catch-up from Mike and find out what the challenges have been over the last week and how they're facing them. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi, I'm still here.
That sounds a bit ominous, so you're going to have to enlighten us a little bit.
We're into the thick of it now, and it's very full-on. I mean, there's up to 30 students here at any one time, all asking what to do next. And it is a bit like spinning plates, and you're forever having to look around and see who's dropped off. And there's usually a good match between number of students and number of tasks, but you know, you're forever hitting a bottleneck, either through deliveries not turning up exactly when you need them, or you know, the space we're doing it in is so cramped that it's like doing a jigsaw puzzle, trying to work out what to stack where to get to what next, to get it out the way to do the next task.
So there's a whole lot of logistics that you know you can't really plan for, really, to be honest.
We at the end of every day we sit there and work out what we need to do before they come back the next day, and that's all part of the learning curve, and we try and pass that on as we go.
Yeah, I saw that there was teams of two or three people working on a similar area today, and also they were doing some cabling on some of the roof sections. It is a prototype house, it is a prototype build. A lot of the skills that the students will be learning are on demand, on task. Has that in any way slowed elements of it down, do you think? And will it get faster, or will it cause more problems as you go on?
Yes, it has to get faster. I genuinely feel we're at the end of the filling in the gaps in the design, things that you have to work out on site once you're there and doing it. And as soon as we get to the end of that phase, it'll be a case of rattling through it as fast as we can.
Okay. So the one main module that I looked at last week, that weighs about 5-6 tons. How many more modules will be worked on in the next couple of weeks?
Well, there's 8 in total. We've got 4 underway, another 4 to start. They're started. They're all the sort of preliminary work's done on them. We just haven't got the space to get them out and start building them yet.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to it because I know you're a very busy man, and I'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Thank you very much.